This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Now, as promised, we have Vanessa Gillette on the phone, a fitness coach all the way from the United States. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I am great.
No problem, Vanessa. Whereabouts do you reside in US of A? Whereabouts do you live?
I am in Tampa Bay, Florida. So I am where it basically feels like summer all the time. So I know it's starting to get warm for you guys there. So I am very familiar with how that feels.
Yeah, it's we're lucky that we live in Queensland because it's not really ever really too cold here, which is great. But summer is around the corner for us around Christmas time, and I suppose it's probably a perfect time to have a conversation about some tips and tricks to be able to, get that summer body ready.
Absolutely. It's basically my passion to help girls just really freaking love their bodies and feel super, super confident, especially around summertime when we tend to wear, a little less clothes, the shorter shorts and things like that. And we want to be able to pull it out and feel really good in our bodies. So there's definitely a lot of things that you can do even on a shorter timeline to start feeling good in your body right away. There's four things that I typically recommend. And right off the bat, I know Tari is familiar with this. I know she listens to my podcast.
I do.
The Message Fitcast. And we've talked quite a bit about these things, but really, number one, the biggest thing you can do today to start feeling leaner in your body is to drink more water.
Mm.
Absolutely has nothing to do with what you eat or how you work out. It's all about just drinking more water, because I can tell you right now, majority of people are walking around dehydrated. And what happens when you aren't drinking enough water is you actually tend to hold on to more water. And that tends to make you look a little bit puffier, a little bit bloated. And it really does add a lot to not feeling so good in your body. Is that something that anybody can relate to?
Yeah, definitely, actually. I mean, you've probably hit the nail on the head there. I think that's something that's probably, sounds simple, Vanessa, but, not a lot of people probably do it.
Yeah, absolutely. To help kind of give your listeners some clear recommendations here, I typically recommend drinking really around 4 to 4.5 liters of water to help your body just flush out that excess water that you're holding on to that is making you look a little bit puffy, a little bit bloated, and really, inhibiting your digestion and causing you to just hold on to more body weight.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, and this one might surprise you guys because it actually has nothing to do with working out. It's actually just to walk more. I recommend walking 8,000 to 10,000 steps per day. For some people, that can be pretty easy, depending on, maybe what you do for a living, if you're a little more active. For other people, like, I don't know about you guys, if you're sitting down, doing your radio show and things, it might be a little bit hard if you aren't focused on it.
Mm.
But if you take a little bit of focus and you start getting out and you walk a little bit more, you increase your steps just incrementally, it can have a huge effect on your body composition. You'll immediately start to notice that your digestion is better because you're able to digest your food a little bit better since you're not just sitting still all the time and having that food sit there. You'll notice too that you just naturally are going to burn more calories, which means that you can actually eat more food without it turning into weight gain.
That sounds like something so easy, like to walk. I mean, and we probably don't do it enough, I think, we're probably, especially if you work in an office job or, I think trying to get up, walk around, it is easy, but it obviously does help.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I always recommend, if you have an office job, a couple of things you can do. Number one, if you're driving to your office, park in the back of the parking lot.
Yep.
It sounds like it wouldn't make a difference, but if you're driving to that office every single day and every single day you park in the back of the parking lot, that little bit of extra step, it does add up. Number two, walk to your coworker's desk whenever you can. If you're, sitting in maybe like a desk on one side of the office and you're sending an email to somebody on the other side of the office, why not get up and walk over there and talk to them? Take every opportunity you can to get up and move around. And then, you know, the last thing that's really applicable to everybody is just pace back and forth whenever you check social media, because you all know that we all are glued to our phones. We're scrolling Instagram every yeah. second we can. So if you're going to scroll, why not pace back and forth a little bit while you scroll? Super easy.
I'll tell you what, if I was pacing back and forth every time I scrolled, I'd be...
You'd get those steps up, Joel.
Yeah, definitely get those steps up. That is a good tip.
What would you say would be one thing that you'd absolutely say to not do in the lead up to summer?
Ooh, I would say, and this is, might surprise people, because what people think they need to do when it's time to, you know, lean out for summer, lose a few pounds, they're thinking, I'm going to start hitting the gym every single day. I'm going to start working out hard. I'm going to get my, you know, hour-long workouts in. I'm just going to, like, sweat it all out. But that's really not a good idea if you have not been working out consistently. It would be a much bigger bang for your buck if you start off with steps. Get your steps in, move around a little bit more, and then instead of waking up extra early to go to the gym before work, sleep. Get 7 to 9 hours a night of sleep, and that's going to make a huge difference on your body composition.
Wow. I mean... these are things that seem so easy that,
simple.
You know what, that are probably some things that people look past, Vanessa. So, look, thank you so much for jumping on and having a chat. All those things sound, they're just easy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if our listeners want to go check out your podcast, where can they find that?
Yeah, you can find my podcast on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. It's called the Vanessa G Fitcast. And you can always follow me on Instagram at Vanessa G Fitness, and, you know, shoot me a DM, say you heard me on the radio there, and I will shoot you over some free resources as well.
Wow. Thank you so much, Vanessa. I mean, I better get going.
Get it, moving.
Yeah, better get moving. We really appreciate you coming on this morning and having a chat. We hope to... hopefully see some changes in, some people's diet, things like that you've told us today. So we really appreciate you giving up your time and having a conversation with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.